Okay. Tanya. Okay. 145 at the bottom of these Tanya's 80 on top. 7 lines at the top of the page. The Alter Rebbe is saying about coming to the point of Simcha. He says, even though by breaking yourself you might come to sadness and being upset and depressed, he said, on the contrary, you realize that's only my body. But my, the main part of me is my soul. And my soul is a part of Hashem. And, you know, it goes out, you can imagine like the king comes to your house and the son who's in jail is returning to the father's house. You can imagine the great joy and so on and so forth. So he says, Vine bechina zu, this level of going out of our limitations, going out of the body and all that, he bechinas yitzias mitzrayim, is what's known as yitzias mitzrayim, Exodus of Egypt. Shenemar kivana cha'am, it says the people ran out of Egypt. Okay, it says in the beginning of Beshalach vayugad lemelech mitzrayim kivana cha'am, that the nation ran away. So the Alter Rebbe says l'chedu tamu, it's a wonder. Lama he says, why did this happen? Okay. Because Pare was requested, what am I up to now? Ki'ilu amr lepare. Because, don't forget, by Makos Becheres, Pare was running around throwing the Jews out of Egypt. Right? Lepare leshalchum chavshi le'ilam. If they would tell Pare to let the Jews out for good, lohoyim mukhrech leshalchum, of course he was forced to send them out. He was gonna get killed, he was the firstborn. So why did the nation, and Alter Rebbe is asking a very simple question. Why did the Jews have to run out of Egypt if Pari wanted them out anyway? Why does the Pasuk emphasize they ran out of Egypt? And Alter Rebbe says this is a very important concept in Chassidus. He says like this, Menei harash benefashis Yisrael, because the evil, when the Jews left Egypt, the evil was not transformed yet. The evil that they had within them was very strongly in them. Hadayin hoya betokvei b'chol ha'smoli, the evil of the Jews in Egypt was still very powerful. Kilei poska zu amosam, because the evil didn't cease to exist, amatan teira, until the teira was given. So he says like this, the Jews in Egypt were still connected to evil. Let me explain another point over here. In fact, Alter Rebbe is going to say it over here clearly, but by Mitzrayim, it says, the Jews ran out of Egypt. When Mashiach comes, it says the Jews are going to go slowly out of Golus. Go slowly out of Golus. He's going to quote it in a few lines. Another difference we find between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mashiach, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, 4/5 of the Jews died in Egypt. Okay, only a fifth went out. 4/5 died. Who died? Those Jews that didn't want to go out of Egypt. Those Jews that didn't want to go out of Egypt died in Egypt and they were buried during the plague of darkness. When Mashiach comes, as everybody knows the song, no Jew will be left behind. That means everybody's going out. What's the difference that by Mitzrayim, if you didn't want to go out, you didn't? And when Mashiach comes, whether you want to or not, you're going out. Why by Yetzias Mitzrayim did they have to run away from evil? And by Mashiach, it's going to be slow.
They didn't have Matan Torah. I think Matan Torah gave them.
He says, well, that we said those words already. Because by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews were still connected to evil. A person who's connected to evil has to run away from evil. For instance, physical example, a drug addict, a person is addicted to cigarettes or alcohol or whatever it may be, they need to be an extremist when it comes to cigarettes or drugs or alcohol, no matter what it is. You can't even be in the same room with a smoker. A regular person, it's not that important not to be in the same room because it's not going to affect you so much. But a person that had this, for lack of a better word, evil within them, this addiction within them, and they want to get out of it, you need to run away from it. In Mitzrayim, the Jews were still connected to evil. Yes, they went out of Egypt. Yes, the sea split, eventually. but the evil still was there. At Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, that's when evil ceased to exist. In other words, when Adam and Chava sinned in the Eitz Hadas, evil came into the world. He said, good and bad were homogenized and mixed. There's no good without bad. There's no bad without good. There's bad. That's it. Everybody's connected to bad. That existed until the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, the evil that the Eitz Hadas did became undone. The only problem was, 40 days later when they made the golden calf, they redid the Eitz Hadas again. And that's why the eagle is such a bad sin. Hashem says, whenever I get angry at you, I'm going to bring up the eagle. Why? Because the eagle really was a reinstating of the Chet Eitz Hadas. But when the Jews left Egypt, because they were still connected to Egypt, to evil, the Jews had to run away from it. It wasn't because Potty threw them out, didn't want them to leave and they had to escape running out. He said, because Paro was ready to let them go. Because their evil was still existent within them. Because Lepaskazu Amasam, at the middle of the page, Amatan Tate until the Tate was given. What their Magamasam, the Cheftsam, what was their desire and their goal? Lotzeis Nafshim Alokis, to get their godly soul out, Migolas Sitrachra, from the evil Ogolas of Egypt, which is Tumitz Mitzrayim, Ledovka Be'yisparach to cling to Hashem. That's what they want. And therefore, like the Pasuk says, Hashem Uzi, Uksiv Hashem Uzi Uzi, Hashem is my strength, my fortress, Umenusi Be'yem Tzorim, my refuge on the day of affliction, Mizgabi is my high tower, my high place, Umenusi is my refuge, V'umonis Li, and he is my escape. Meaning, what does this mean? Because in Mitzrayim, the Jews were still connected to evil, they needed to run away from evil. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining this concept that he spoke before. When a person says to himself, yes, I'm no good, I'm a piece of garbage and all that, you know, I'm terrible, I'm nowhere where I should be and so on. Then he says to himself, but you know what, that's not me, that's my body. My neshama is perfect. My neshama is holy. That aspect of the neshama wanting to get out of the body, back to Hashem, back to the Father's palace, that is a concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Rebbe says like this, Lochein lo'asid, therefore when Mashiach comes, Kshayavir Hashem ruach atumim min ha'aretz, when Hashem will remove evil from the world, there won't be any more evil. Like it says, Umenusa leise lechum, they're not going to run out of Egypt, or kihelech lefnechem Hashem, because Hashem is going before you. Okay? Meaning, because then evil doesn't exist. If you're not connected to evil, you can just walk away from evil. You don't have to run away from it. Like we said before, an addicted person needs to run away from it. But once evil doesn't exist anymore, so you don't have to run out of Golus.
But doesn't evil, isn't there evil now because since the
Chet
Eitz Hadas?
Yeah, Mashiach's not here yet either.
What?
That's what he's saying. Now you need Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But now it says no Jew will be left behind. We don't have to run
when Mashiach comes, no Jew will be left behind is...
Like
Matan Torah. No, he said, when Mashiach comes. There's a lot of Jews left behind now. Mashiach comes. Every single Jew, even the Jews that don't want to go out, are also going to go out. That's why in Egypt... Before Matan Torah, the relationship between Hashem and the Jews was based on behavior. We were not God's children until the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, that's when we became God's children. Before the Torah was given, the relationship between Hashem and a Jew was totally behavioral. And therefore Hashem said, you want to go out of Egypt? Fine, you go. You don't want to go out of Egypt? Don't. It's all behavior. You want a relationship with me? You behave. It's good. You don't want? Daf minished. What happened to Matan Torah? we became God's children. A child is a child, whether you like it or not. You can't divorce them. They might behave and not behave, but they can't be not child. So Matan Torah accomplished that every Jew is connected to Hashem, whether they want to or not. What?
Did you say that the golden calf was a chance to rectify the sin of the...
It does?
Yeah.
Not rectify.
But it wasn't...
Reenacted.
It reenacted, yeah.
But reenacted, you mean that it was a chance to...
No.
It did the same good. Thing.
It did the same thing that Tzedas did.
Was that an opportunity for them to correct that, or was it knowing?
If they didn't, if.
Right.
If Adam and Eve didn't sin, we wouldn't be here today.
But was that the point? Was that the point to like...
What? What are you looking at?
She says, I'm just listening to this conversation.
Oh.
We did it. So.
If Adam and Eve, all Eve saw, by the way. Okay, the snake, a little bit. If let's go to Matan Torah, yeah? Matan Torah purified the world. Evil didn't exist anymore. Whatever the Chet Tzedas did for evil, Matan Torah undid it. The Jews were 100% pure. If they didn't sin in the Egel, we would be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, a permanent Beis HaMikdash, everything would be fine.
But it wouldn't be the same.
The question is, how could it be that if evil ceased to exist in Matan Torah, how is it possible that they made the Egel? Where did that come from?
The non-Jews.
What do you mean non-Jews? No, but why did the Jews sin? The answer is because that at that time it wasn't in a premius. In other words, Matan Torah was superficial removal of evil, but it wasn't an essential internalization of removal of evil. And therefore it was only superficial, so 40 days later they made the eagle. That's issue number one. Issue number two, I think somebody just used that word. This is all part of the plan.
My question also was more, why specifically the chait, that chait versus so many other things that happened in the desert? Why is that the one that's...
That was total adultery, total denial of God's existence when he gave you the Torah. The other thing was kvetching, the Jews kvetching.
Yeah.
What else is new?
It's one of the things. He said, don't have other gods, and he made another god.
I understand, but there were other things that happened.
What was worse than that?
They did a lot of things. They probably desecrated all 10.
This was right after the giving of the Torah.
40 days, but the reason was, number one, it wasn't internalized. But there's a deeper aspect over here. The Eitz Hadas sin God wanted. The egel God wanted, the marble he wanted. Well, how do I know he wanted it? Because if he didn't want it, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah, everything. When we sin, take a number. Okay, when we sin, I mean, you tell this to people that don't know Chassidus, they think you're nuts. But it's true. I mean, they were nuts, and what I'm saying is true. Before the fact of I sin, let's say I have a choice to sin or not to sin, okay? Hashem does not want me to sin. After the fact that I sinned, it's done. Now, did God want me to sin or not? Not before the fact. Before the sin, God doesn't want me to sin. But now, after the fact, I sinned. Right? Yeah? Did God want that to happen or not? If he didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. You know, sometimes, God forbid, you shoot somebody. If God doesn't want the person to die, you miss, or the gun doesn't shoot, or whatever it is. If the person died, because God wanted him to die.
Did he want Paro the first 3 months? Because it says later he hardened his heart. Why? Because he didn't He didn't stop right away. Did he want him to stop when he wanted him to stop?
The Rebbe has a chiddush that even when God hardened his heart, Paro had the ability to stop. So one of the living toys made into the thing of the Rebbe. Anyway, let's not jump. After the fact, listen to me. Let's say, I'm sure you don't speak Lashon Hara, so I can't find the sin that you do. I can tell a lot of sins I do, but I don't want to do that. Let's say a person speaks what they shouldn't. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, the ability to speak and to talk comes from God. If God doesn't want, I can't talk. So if God didn't want me to sin, he would have shut my mouth somehow in a way that I couldn't open it.
No, but it gives you free choice. That should.
That's before the sin. After the sin, if God didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. Now, before the sin...
I don't think he wanted this to happen.
Yeah, he did. I'm telling you, he wanted. You want to hear?
Yeah, I would like to hear.
You want to hear why?
I want to hear why.
Because Hashem wants you to do tshuva that puts you in a higher level than before. Okay? Now, if you notice, coming back to Matan Torah, by the way, it's a phenomenal life approach, by the way. You know, like joy, Saturday night, that whole thing. If God made it happen, he wanted it to happen. Now, before I sin, Hashem says, don't sin, I don't want you to sin. But now that you sinned, it's like, you know, rerouting and GPS, you didn't listen, like typical men, they don't listen anyway. And then the guy's okay, rerouting. Okay? God wanted to reroute us to do tshuva. Now, coming back to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, there's the first set of luchis and the second set of luchis. Correct? The first set of luchis represents the Jews as tzaddikim. They came out of Egypt, birthday of the Jewish people, the Navi Yechezkel says. Newborn babies, sinless, perfect, holy Jews. Okay? God gave them the Torah after 49 days of preparation. They elevated themselves to a very lofty level, and Hashem gave them the Torah. So what's wrong with that? Hashem said, you know, it's very good, but the problem is there's something even better than the tzaddik. It's called the Baal Tshuva. Now, how can I get the Jews to become a Baal Tshuva? Well, God says there's one way of doing it. Let you sin. Then when you sin, then you do tshuva. So what happened? The Jews sinned in the eagle. There was 120 days. Moshe Rabbeinu went up three times to Mount Tahr Sinai. Well, 80 days, because the first 40 days, when he came down, the first 40 days, they worshipped the eagle. Then he went up again 40, and another 40. When he came down in Yom Kippur, Hashem said, you're forgiven. What did he get then? Second luchis, that didn't break. First luchis broke, second luchis didn't break. Why is Simchas Torah around Yom Kippur rather than Shavuos? Think about it. We got the Torah on Shavuos, right? When should we celebrate Simchas Torah? Start the Torah, finish the Torah. Logically, it should be on Shavuos. That's the day we got it, right? So make it that day. Why isn't it that day? It's after Yom Kippur.
So
Chassidus explains because the Baal Tshuva Luchas are greater than the Tzaddikim Luchas. So the true celebration is Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot. The Rebbe Rasha writes in Chassidus, you need Sukkot, you need the 4 days. It's all preparation to get to Simchas Torah. But bottom line is, Simchas Torah is in Tishrei, connected to Yom Kippur, rather than Shavuos, which is connected to Pesach. Okay? Pesach represents the Jews on the level of a Tzaddik. Hashem said, that's very great, but you know what? It's missing.
But how did they have the Emshinol? Emshinol's everything. They miscounted, and that's why they sinned. So, they didn't have to, though.
They didn't have to what?
So they miscounted by a day, and okay, because the Satan showed them the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Emshinol made the Satan do that?
Yeah. What do you mean, Sutton does things on his own?
That's exactly what I'm saying, though. I know it's major, but there's a lot of things that Jewish people have a merit, so to speak, that they weren't so bad. So you know what I'm saying?
Jews are not bad. They're worse. One second. You can justify the eagle. You could justify Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. Because he did speak to the rock as the wrong rock, and then he got, okay. You know, everything happened.
How do you justify that?
Yeah, they were making a god.
How do you justify that?
God made the sun and shone Moshe Rabbeinu's coffin.
So why make gods? Is there something else?
No, the problem is because they said, you know where the eagle came from? By the way, if you learn the Pasuk, because they said, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? They didn't see where's God. They started off saying, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Then they ended up saying, this is your God. Avei Dezorah comes to not believing in Moshe Rabbeinu. Learn Chassidus about, in the Chassidish interpretation of the whole eagle story. They said, what did they come to the eagle? They said, we don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? What happened? They worshipped idols.
Why couldn't Aaron talk them out of it? Like they killed Hor, I know.
So he said, if they kill me, they're finished.
It's really finished. But he couldn't, but he loved Aaron.
Do you think that Aaron, first of all, Aaron just threw the gold into the fire and they witchcraft. This means Parsha.
He said if he would have thrown it on the floor, not in the fire, it wouldn't have happened earlier. So
you know what? It had to happen and it had to happen and that was it.
He said another thing is that once you see that Hashem forgave the Jews after such a terrible thing, that any community knows that you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. Because after this is the worst one.
But that's, there's other ways of having the lessons from this.
Right.
One of the reasons why we mafta Yoina, we read on Yom Kippur, why was Yoina running away from God and then ended up in the fish? Because Yoina knew that if he goes to the Goyim and tell him to do tshuva, they'll listen. And then God's going to say, look at this, the Goyim do tshuva and you don't. So to protect the Jews, he said, I'm not going. These are tzaddikim. These are not, some mamish great tzaddik. What's your, you still have a problem?
No, something else. I just want to know, the Jews that remained in Mitzrayim, so when Mashiach comes, are they also going to come to life and come to the...
It's the, to a, Stam, according to Kabbalah, they will get up.
Why wouldn't they?
Because in certain, the Mishnah says people don't have a chelik olam haba, and the question, there are midbar, there are whatever. Okay. And Kabbalah says they do have the they will get up to his mates. Okay, anyway. So therefore, how do we get into this?
I had to check my notes. It says Rabbi Shisterman is off topic.
Again.
On top of
oh yeah, so that's what happened. we're learning by Matan Torah the evil left the Matan Torah, and then the eagle brought it back. But so you start asking why. So the eagle Hashem wanted. Without the eagle, we wouldn't get the second luchis. Granted, the first luchis were holier, but there was an advantage of the second luchis. Number one, they didn't break. And at the level of a Baal Tshuva Torah versus the Tzadik Torah.
Also, the first one Hashem gave, the second one Moshe carved out for himself, so it's also...
The advantage is, it's coming from below, up, like Tshuva. Okay, so he says like this. The Leish Bechin is Tshuva Zu. This Tshuva of going out of your body and the Yetzirah and all that. V'yaseh says, V'yaseh Ozm Umka Deliba, comes from a deeper depth of the heart. Because if you feel all the way down, and you get out of the down, so it's coming from a deeper place within you that allows you to reach even higher. Gam simchas ha-nefesh, and therefore the joy of the person, will be betesis eid of a simcha, will be with an additional simcha. Kasha yoshev alibe, when a person puts this heart, meaning he realizes, dasu tfuna, this understanding, lenachmei to comfort the person, from his sorrow and his distress. Lemer Kanali says like this, you know what? Hey, Nam, it's true. I'm no good. But he says, it's my fault. Anila is easy as that's me. I didn't make myself. Did I make myself with a Yetzirah and a body and all those terrible things? I didn't do it. Woe did it. Why did God do this? Lahedit chelik me'eri yizborich. To take a neshama, which is a part of Hashem. Hamamalei v'sev kam that permeates the world, encompasses the world. V'kula kamei kolei choshev. And everything, the whole universe compared to Hashem is mamash nothing. And he takes this neshama, which is a part of the essence of Hashem. V'albishe b'mishve d'chivya. And he puts it into a serpent's skin, meaning this world. V'tipas ruch in a putrid drop. Why in the world did God do this? Why did God take this great neshama, which is a part of Hashem, and dump it into tuma of impurity of a body and of shabamis and the yetzahara and the serpent's skin, as it's called? Why? Only for one reason. And this is what a person realized. Why did God make the ego? Why did God make the yetzadas? Why did he allow me to sin? Because he needs an elevation. The only way a neshama could reach a level higher than it did before is by coming all the way down. You know, if you want to throw something, if you want to throw something forward, you have to move your hand back. If you want to pick something up, you have to bend down. The yirida, the descent, is not only for the Rebbe says in Sichas, not only is the descent for the sake of elevation, the descent itself is elevation. When you knock down a building to put up a new building, the knocking down of the building is a part of the construction. And even you go to work as the bulldozing down a building. Yes, and what are you doing? So you're building a building. But you're not building a building, you're knocking down a building. But what's the purpose of knocking down the building? Not only is the purpose to put up a building, that's part of the building is knocking down. And therefore, part of the elevation that a Jew could reach is only by the neshama coming down here, into the serpent snake, its serpent's kitten, whatever, and all this low stuff, for one reason, tzarech
l'aliyah. 20 years ago, more than that, the Rebbe said, work is done, time for, so why are we still hanging around here?
Because the Rebbe said you didn't open your eyes to realize Mashiach's here already. That's what he said. You've finished the second half of the Rebbe's statement.
He said it would be one, two, or three people?
If they meant it, would have happened, yeah.
And you don't think there's one, two, or three people that mean it?
Is that, if the Rebbe said if they meant it, it would have happened, then it didn't happen. Obviously, there are not three people that meant it. Okay.